Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a great show tonight with social media blogger and personality Sean G at SeanG927 on Twitter is going to join us, and he attended the Trump rally recently in Ohio, and he is going to tell us all about that. We're very excited to hear about how President Trump's return went, and going to get some firsthand knowledge of what it was like. President Trump had several thousand people there, and they looked packed and enthused to be there. And people clearly want a real president. People want a real leader, and they want President Trump. Rob, did you get a chance to watch President Trump's most recent rally?
I did get a chance to watch President Trump's most recent rally. Andrew, you know, I think that President Trump is taking healthy cell. And I think he's been taking it for quite some time, because he is like the Energizer Bunny. If he's not taking it, ma'am, whatever it is he's taking, give me some of it. Because he came back recently with the same powwow, the same energy, not missing a beat. I mean, sock it to him, TKO. This guy's phenomenal. And I know that a lot of people were waiting for this. They were excited about it. And he's getting ready to like start doing these, it seems like, on a monthly basis. And I say hoorah, because we need that. We need for him to energize the base, get out there front and center, and say it like you mean it. Now, I know that there are a lot on the left and the right that don't like this. They want him to go away. They want him quiet. He's not going to be quiet, and we can't be quiet. There's too much to lose if we're quiet. And I'm going to say this also, because he's out there front and center, do not doubt that the left, they're planning against him. I wouldn't at all be surprised. If they're going to try to take down Rudy Giuliani, they're going to come after him. They want to see how much power he has, how many people are going to get behind him, and then they are going to go after him guns blazing. Do not doubt me on this. Even if there's nothing to indict him on, even if the charges are flimsy, just the idea that they can do it, they have the people in place in New York, Letitia James, New York District Attorney Cy Vance, he's stepping down. But the person who's going to come in behind him, they're going to go after him. And I propose the question, is this America that we're going after our political enemies? And the man has done nothing, mind you. He's done nothing wrong. Now, you can always find a crime. You can turn it into a crime when it's a Democrat that's doing the investigations. They will turn anything into a crime. Whereas when there is a crime, they'll overlook it and they'll tell you it isn't a crime. Think Joe Biden in the Ukraine. Think Hunter Biden in the Ukraine, Hunter Biden in China. There's your crime right there. But they will look the other way. Not only will the left look the other way, but the right, the rhinos, will look the other way. Guys, it seems as if we're at the bottom of the ending. We better wake the hell up. Because the Democrats aren't playing with us. They're playing from a completely different playbook. And all these Republicans and conservatives that are snoozing, that are trying to look self-righteous, that are trying to, well, you know, we want to play with them. We want to be nice. You can forget about that. Throw that playbook away. They're not playing with you. They are coming after you. They want to shut us down. For once and for all, shut us down, put a nail in the coffin, then bury us 6 feet under, then put cement on top of it so that we can't get out. Believe me on this. Do not doubt me, because that's what they want. And you look around you all over. It's not just in politics. It's in our culture. They want us out and they want in. And if we don't stand up, as some of our other guests have been saying, and push back, we will lose. And the country will fail. And if the country fails, if the country falls, who will stand up for democracy? Who will stand up for freedom? Wake up, America. That's my missive. I'm on fire tonight. I'm glad we've got Sean G on, because Sean was recently at Trump's opening rally. to reintroduce himself to the world, to let the world know, I am still here and I still want to make America great again. Sean G, how is it going? Tell us about the rally, my friend.
Hey, everybody. How are we doing tonight? Rob and Andrew, it's great to see you guys again. Yes, I was at the rally just this past week, actually. And yeah, what an amazing experience, as you would probably understand, right? And let me start off with the really best part of things, right? The really best part of things is that, you know, the crowds were overwhelming. They originally had estimated that there was going to be 20,000 people there. It went well beyond 20,000. In fact, they were, you know, anticipating that things probably went up to closer to 100,000 yesterday. So 100,000 people at a rally at a fairgrounds in small town Ohio is really amazing. And it just felt great to be part of that atmosphere. You know, it was, you really felt the energy. You really felt a next level to these rallies. Like I went to some back in 2016, originally during the first campaign. Those were great rallies, but like things have exponentially doubled, tripled as far as like the excitement, as far as the crowds themselves. I mean, it really was amazing. And, I guess the one unfortunate thing about it is I decided to, you know, not go as early as some others did. And you ended up having to wait a good amount before and after the rally to get out of the place. So I was basically on the outskirts of the rally watching, you know, from like the overflow crowd, which was still great, but like it wasn't as close as I wanted to be. But the good news is that like, if you wanted to be part of that, you know, the close crowd, I mean, you had to be there like 8 hours in advance. And that's really awesome to show the level of intensity and the level of fandom that's going on there. So I have no problem with that because I was more of a late comer for this particular rally, but it was great to see.
So Sean, why do you think people are still interested in President Trump? How is he able to get this crowd and Joe Biden? When he was running, he couldn't get it. As the president, he still can't get it. If he says he's going to go to a particular city and state, like maybe 20 people will show up and then they have to bus these people in to listen to him. How is Trump able to pull these large numbers?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really that factor. Maybe it's a psychological factor. It's like, you know, you really don't understand what someone means to you until that person is gone, until that person is out of the picture. You know, when that person is gone, you really start to understand, it's like, wow, we really liked that person. We needed that person. That person really made an impact on me. And, you know, it could be in someone's death of a person maybe you knew in real life, a family member, a friend, you know, but it's that impact that really happens with somebody like this. Like now he's gone. Well, quote unquote gone, right? But like it's really showing that impact when he's not in the picture and when he's in the background somewhere that you really start to notice how much you really miss him. And that there was that love and that impact I felt at the rally. And there were some great crowds. Everybody was really awesome. And some really clever designs for things like t-shirts too, talking about Biden and Kamala and all this other stuff. So, it really was that psychological impact. Like this guy's gone, Trump. And it's felt even more and he's missed even more. But he's there and, you know, he's not far out of the way in this case.
Now, something else I noticed, and I could be wrong about this, so you tell us, I didn't see anyone fighting any scrimmages. It was like everyone was there to support Trump. Now, back in the day, whenever he would hold a rally, the left would always plant a seed of discord within the group of people. They would go in disguised as Trump supporters, and then once Trump would start speaking, they would start acting out. Did you see a witness any of that?
You know, I think there was, but whatever it was very little, as in like maybe a couple people that I saw at all out of, you know, the tens of thousands there. And it really didn't make any impact at all. So I think the left, you know, decided to sit this one out, basically. You know, I mean, there's always somebody there that might want to stir up something, but it really wasn't bad at all. You know, You know, I think one of the biggest issues with this particular rally, okay, is that the crowd that was there far outgrew whatever the rally was anticipating. You know, it's kind of like saying we're going to have a professional football game, but we're going to play it in a high school stadium in city, you know. And when that happens, it gets to be too much. It's overwhelming and hard to handle for everybody. And they did the best they could, but you can understand the level of that magnitude.
But yet and still, people came and they were happy to see President Trump.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the crowd and what they seemed like. Were there some of the top issues that you heard people talking about? Was it the border, the election fraud? What seemed to be what was weighing heavy on people's minds?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say certainly first and foremost would be the election fraud, saying, you know, how can we get this many people at a Trump rally and Biden really won fair and square? No. And, you know, that's the number one thing I think on people's minds, because, you know, it again goes back to the point where we, you know, we're not going to win in 2024 or 2022 until we fix what has happened in 2020 or before that, you know. And that's the number one thing in people's minds, in my opinion, is that, like, you know, until we get to the bottom of these elections this past year and the audits, and, you know, right now in Arizona and other states, to get to the bottom of these audits and finally make some sort of impact, then it's not going to matter about 2024, you know. And then there was a lot of that kind of talk, and there was a lot of just like stuff poking fun at Biden. It was really hilarious, you know, t-shirts that say, you know, like, you know, all these different things about Biden and, you know, whatever you want to say about his lifestyle or whatever he's done bad in his life. I mean, it was well on display there. And it was wonderful.
It was wonderful that people were there. What do you think? How was Trump, the energy? What do you think was going on in his mind?
Yeah, and his demeanor was just really cool, calm, collective, right? And, you know, getting across this message that's like, hey, you know, we the people need to take things back. This isn't just about me. This isn't just about Trump. And this is about you, the person, taking things back. It's about getting involved in your local communities, you know, really taking a stand. And the reason he went to this particular area, which is really about 15 minutes from where I live, was this is a congressional candidate, last name's Miller, that he was supporting. One of the guys has worked for him. And he's going against a Republican by the name of Anthony Gonzalez. Gonzalez was a guy I used to love. He was a football player that I rooted for at Ohio State, of all things, right? And unfortunately, Gonzalez turned out to be what we call a rhino or never Trumper. And Gonzalez voted for this impeachment of Trump back in January. When that happened, that, of course, outed him as the never Trumper and caused Trump and others to back this other candidate, Max Miller. So here we are. And that was one of the biggest reasons for this rally. So, hey, this new guy, Miller, the more the merrier. This guy got a great rally as well.
I mean, I got to say that all these individuals that went against President Trump and backed this phony baloney impeachment without knowing what happened on January 6th. All of those rhinos that said that Trump caused January 6th without knowing the facts. And now we see, slowly but surely, information is coming out that's showing just the opposite. All they have to do is come out now and say, we made a mistake. We spoke too soon. Forgive us. But they won't. They want to jump on this bandwagon to stop Trump. Because you know what? They never really liked him. And I hope the crowds that showed up at the rally has put fear or is putting fear in the hearts of the other rhinos like Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Murkowski. I hope it's putting fear in them as well as the Democrats. Now, as I said in the opening, do not think for a minute that these people aren't going to fight back. They're going to fight back and they're going to fight dirty. Trump has to be stopped as far as they're concerned. And when they saw that rally, I'm sure a lot of heads started to spin. But interestingly enough, they need Trump in order to have something to talk about, because Biden is just as boring as a book that you might read on the beach that you don't want to read. So they need him. But at the same time, they want to get rid of him. So I'm glad again that he came out. And yes, the person that rallies, like, we're going to do this rally in Ohio to get rid of that rhino, absolutely, positively, and they should stay on it. And the people that came with Trump to the rally, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for one, I was so glad, because I hope that is an indication or a signal to Kevin McCarthy, you need to step back. You need to support her and stop being a wimp. Why haven't they gotten rid of Ilhan Omar for the comments that she's made? Why hasn't she been removed from her committees? Why is Eric Swalwell still on a committee? Republicans are too reactionary. They jump too quick. It's like a knee-jerk reaction. It's something they don't understand. Oh, let's punish the person. Instead of sitting down and listening and understanding. No, I might not agree with everything Marjorie Taylor Greene says, but she's a fighter, and I love that. And to be honest with you, what has she said that's so damning? When she came back and apologized for making the comment about the Jews and the COVID and the vaccine, I'm thinking, there's nothing to apologize for. You made a comment. Okay, so what? It wasn't anti-Semitic. And we even had a guest on the show who said the same thing. So why apologize? But she did. But this is what I'm talking about. These Republicans, they have got to learn to stick together as opposed to throwing each other under the bus. Now, the next hour, we're going to talk about that knucklehead, Bill Barr. Oh, my gosh. Billy Boy Bill. A pathetic individual. But I'm going to save that, because I've got a lot to talk about. I just want to stick with the rally right now, because I was glad that Trump gave a rally. I was glad that they had a rally, because I wanted him to re-energize the base. I want people to know that Republicans aren't dead. And for the record, I personally want Trump to run in 2024, but if he decides he's not going to run, I will support the next candidate. We support Trump because Trump has the power. Trump has that force behind him. When I say power, he's willing to get out there and say it like he mean it and stand for us and fight for us. In the past, we've never had that. We've had individuals who are beholden to different groups. And it's a shame that Trump exposed all that. Even the Bushes, every Republican, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, Trump went in and said, this is what I'm going to do, because he was able to fund the campaign himself. Did he make some mistakes? Yes, he made some mistakes. Bill Barr was one of the mistakes. But should he come back in 2024, I hope he has his thumb on the pulse and he knows who to select to be around him, who's going to work for him, and who's going to just go out there and say one thing but do another. Don't listen to the rhinos when you're putting together your cabinet, because that's all they are, rhinos. They're getting people like General Kelly who they want to try to manipulate you. Mad Dog Mattis. All failures, all disappointments, completely disappointed in those individuals, because they're supposed to protect and to serve the country and insulate the president from all this nonsense, but they did just the opposite. And when they saw that they could not sway him, that's when they decided, we're going to take him down. And remember what Nikki Haley said. I would encourage all of you to read her book. Now, she got, you know, kind of sideways when she came up with this whole thing with trying to denounce the president because of January 6th. But her book was key as to what was happening. General Mattis, John Kelly, Rex Tillerson, all trying to form a coup to take out the president. They claim, we didn't say it, we didn't do it. No, I believe what she said. What she wrote in the book, I believe it. So I hope that this rally is a wake-up call to all the rhinos, including Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. If you're not on the Trump bandwagon, if you're not for Make America Great Again, you better step aside, and Lindsey Graham included. Now, I know Lindsey Graham is right there next to the president claiming, I went and played golf with him and I called him over the phone. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and if you think that we're going to let you slide, I would say to all the MAGAs that are out there, all the supporters in this platform, in this mission, in this goal, that we go after them and that we are ruthless. Because what has happened to us, this election that was stolen, I don't care if it's through the ballots or the misdeeds of the Washington Times, that the, not Washington Times, but the Time magazine spelled out, that all these folks got together and cahooted and colluded to take out President Trump. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. It should never happen again. So Sean, when you left the rally, what were you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really just felt a real sense of comfort, of joy, of some real enthusiasm there from the people. You know, everybody was very fired up. Everybody was really like, you know, ready to take on whatever we need to take on, you know, ready to go fight the fight, I guess you could say. And it's interesting is that, you know, the rally was in Ohio, right? And Ohio is interesting because, you know, you've had Republicans running Ohio, but we've had a large amount of these rhino never Trumpers there in Ohio. Okay. The, you know, the last governor was John Kasich. And you remember him being one of the bigger never Trumpers or rhino. The current governor, Mike DeWine, he's in that boat as well. You know, he did some major COVID lockdowns, even though he claimed to be still with Trump. And, you know, you have others there in the Ohio Republican Party where that swamp still needs to be drained. And the good news is that we saw people like Jim Jordan. Love that dude. He's been my congressman. And guys like that, that were there at the rally that are fighting the good fight for the non-rhinos and the actual real conservatives, the real patriots that we see there in Ohio. And, you know, we need to drain the swamp as well, even from our own Republican Party. And you see that on display there in Ohio just this past week.
Yeah, I seen online, it was just hundreds of thousands of people watching the President Trump rally in Ohio. And the crowd was amazing, as Sean has been talking about. But then again, you looked around at the news media and it did not seem like they were there in their normal numbers. And then if you look up on all the liberal websites, they're not covering much of the rally. It looks like they kind of just want to ignore it, like they've been doing to President Trump since January when they suspended his account and shut down his speech. Sean, what are your thoughts on the media? Was there a lot of mainstream media there, or do you think they're just trying to ignore these huge President Trump rallies with just thousands and thousands of people, because that is not a good look for Joe Biden?
Right. I mean, as far as the media presence, I did not see much at all. And I think we've gotten to the point where, you know, the media networks you see on cable, I don't think they're covering it at all. I don't even think Fox News is covering these things anymore. I mean, we're really at the point where we have to go to underground news. You know, I mean, we talk about things like Newsmax or OAN or something like that. And, you know, maybe they had coverage there. I'm not even sure. But you know, we really are getting to that point where it's like we have to find different places to go just to get some sort of news. You know, for example, my social media now is like Telegram is one of my favorite sites to go to. I've been off of Twitter recently. I haven't been suspended from Twitter. You know, I had my dinosaur account there, the MAGA dinosaur. But, you know, just that site has been so censored that we've had to go to elsewhere for different media. You know, instead of going to YouTube, going to places like BitChute has been a popular one. And just these different places, just to have some sort of voice that's not censored, or at least not censored that much. And so as far as media presence, I didn't really see much of it at all, but I saw the people presence, which was the number one important thing there.
Well, that's interesting that you would say that the mainstream media wasn't there. We know that the mainstream media is the lying fake news media. I do know that Newsmax did cover it. Fox News did not. Some of their anchors or commentators did make reference to it after it was on, and I'm sure they'll continue to do it. I didn't expect Fox News to show it. I don't think or any of the others to show it, because in their mindset, he's gone, he's out, let's not say anything. Now, trust me. Had there been a fight at the rally, they would have all been there to cover it and to talk about it. but because he was just going to go out and do what he would normally do, dish on them, and then name the candidate he's going to support, they don't want any part of that. Now, as far as alternative news, you say underground news, I say the main news. It's not underground, it's just the main news that we should be listening to and looking at, because we cannot rely on these other news outlets that are out there, because they're not going to give you the truth. Speak the truth, report on the truth. You might not agree with it, but just speak the truth. And then when you want to put your opinions in it, then say, this is my opinion. But don't try to couch them all together to make it seem as if though that is the truth. That is the reason why we have ourselves, Rob and Andrew After Dark, America Out Loud, that we're giving people alternative news sources to listen to, reporting the news. We're bringing you on because you were there. You're able to report back to us what happened. And so far, that's what you've done. You've said, hey, this is what happened. The people were excited. These were the number of people that were there, giving us your thoughts as to what the what you think the president was feeling, what was going through his mind. He was energized. And clearly, from looking at it on Newsmax, he was energized. Unlike Joe Biden, who goes out and it seems as though he's about to fall off the stage. But he doesn't even know he's on the stage. And then once he's done, they have to say, okay, Joe, come this way. And then during part of his speech, he's going to whisper the speech in some like weird, creepy way. The man is senile. The man is insane. I don't even know if Healthy Cell will help him out. But I mean, he needs a boost. I think they're giving him vitamin B. They're giving him something to keep him pepped up. But at the end of the day, he starts going downhill. That's the truth. You can see it with your own eyes. We're not making this up. So we're glad that you were there and that you were able to come back and report this. And I would say to all of our listeners, don't rely on these other news outlets. They're not going to give you the complete truth. They're going to be selective. In my opinion, people should have been there to report on that because that was major news, as opposed to some other little, President Biden, his dog died. Okay, fine. The dog was probably old, probably time to die. So, hey.
Yeah, you are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all of the great shows. We will be back with more from Sean G. and Rob and Andrew on After Dark after this great break.
It was a vision that gave birth to a unique multimedia platform that would combine classic talk radio, great writers, and memorable podcasts and videos. AmericaOutLoud.com is a conservative leader in a field that is predominantly run by far-left progressive globalists. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Now, never before in our history have we witnessed the level of hatred that is now being waged against our law enforcement. While anarchist groups create havoc and overwhelm our first responders, these same groups and their corporate supporters are calling for the police forces to be shrunk and defunded. What can you and I do to make a difference? How can we stand up for what is right and to show our support? That's what I'm going to tell you about this incredible new platform. It's called ShopToTheRight.com. And it's a new shopping platform that will help you find businesses that align with your values. They feature products made in America. They support veteran-owned businesses as well as our law enforcement community. This is a time when we need to stick together. We need to shop together. And we need to support each other. It's time for you and I to make some noise and stand up to protect our country. And one easy way to do that is to shop and give our money to companies that don't seek to destroy our way of life. So join the fight for liberty. ShopToTheRight.com. Support those American businesses that support law enforcement and veterans.
Hello, folks. We are back after dark with Rob and Andrew, and we were having a conversation with Sean G. He was telling us about the Trump rally that recently took place, and he was there. So he was able to give us, or he's able to give us, firsthand event, an account as to what transpired. And this is not made up. We have someone who was there, eyes there, feet on the ground. And I'm glad that we have him here. This is also, he told us, Jim Jordan's district. Jim Jordan is a true patriot, someone that we do like and we do support, because there are a lot of others out there that we don't like and we don't want to support. And if Jim Jordan decides to become a RINO, we want to support him. But I think right now we can rely and count on Jim Jordan. Now, something Sean mentioned that I had just completely went right over my head, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he reminded me that this is Kasich's area. This is his stomping ground. Kasich the loser. Kasich, who's done everything possible to try to take Trump down. Why? Well, he's been jealous and mad that he was unable to clinch the nomination. Can you imagine a President Kasich? I don't think so. And still, to this day, this man still has sour grapes, just like John McCain. God rest his soul. But John McCain was a RINO. John McCain was behind this entire Russia collusion. We really do need to get to the bottom of this to find out who knew what, when, where, and how. Who was actually spying on President Trump? How did they get those FISA warrants? And the people that they've prosecuted so far, it has been like the low-hanging fruit. But there are people all the way at the top, Barack Obama, that we need to bring down. And I would say again, as I said in the previous segment, Republicans, do not be afraid to bring them down. Don't be shy. I don't care if it was a president. He was a 44th president. Bring him down. He's no better than George Floyd, who was a two-bit criminal. Bring him down. They're not playing with you. I will say it again. They are not playing with you. They want to take you out. They don't care about the collateral damage. Look at what they did to 45, President Trump. Look at what they continue to do. Look at Bill Barr, who just recently gave an interview, I think, with Jonathan Carl, another two-bit reporter, and he was telling Jonathan Carl, oh, well, all the stuff that Trump was talking about, it was BS. Now, if you haven't read the book, and I'm not going to say read the book, but look at the excerpts. And so I was looking at it, and one of the things that I noticed, because these guys are very clever at wordsmithing, is that he said that, so we decided to look at some of the voting discrepancies that Trump said there were problems with, some of them. And if I might add, he did it like overnight. Well, what exactly did you look at, and how did you look at it, and who did you look at it with? Because if you looked at it with Christopher Wray, we know right there, nothing was done. So when people are going to get in a tizzy over, well, Bill Barr said this. Okay, fine. Bill Barr said that, but what exactly did Bill look at and what did he do? And I would also like to refer you back to previous statements that Bill Barr had made about mail-in ballots, saying that it was a recipe for disaster, a recipe for cheating. I would also remind you to look at the statements that Bill Barr made when he said that former Secretary of State James Baker and former President Carter looked at mail-in ballots and said that, no, you can cheat. So you have all this information that's out there that the media is not going to remind you of, but here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, I am going to remind you of it. But again, because this is in a book that Bill Barr gave an interview for you, look at what he said. We decided to look at some of the things that Trump was saying. Some, that is a key word, not all of it, some. And mind you, this happened within less than 24 hours. So he had already given up. He had already made up his mind that there's nothing to see here. So let's just give him the benefit of a doubt. There is nothing to see here. If that is the case, why did Time magazine come out with this huge expose saying, look at what we did, because we had to stop it? Discuss that amongst yourselves, okay? Discuss it amongst yourselves and do your own research. But what we have going here right now is nothing short of a coup. It is an insurrection. It is an attack upon our government. And someone needs to investigate. I want answers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, with you make some really great points here, right? Talking about, like, you know, how these people, we've let them into our lives, these rhinos and stuff, right? And, you know, talking about, you know, going back to my experience in Ohio and someone like Kasich, right? You know, someone like Kasich, he's a guy, I supported his campaign at the very beginning. We're talking years before Trump even was on the scene, right? Because he seemed like a good conservative, financially fiscal Republican. And, but the moment that Trump came along, this guy became very triggered. This guy became the definition of a never Trumper or rhino. And he was fit right there with the Romneys of the world. It's really crazy how that turned out. And I think, again, to your point, you know, much respect to anybody who is a military general or had military career in service. Much respect to you nonetheless. However, those guys can be the worst kind of rhinos or never Trumpers. And that gets us into, as you mentioned, General Kelly, General Mad Dog, McCain as well. And it's like, because, you know, those guys, yeah, certainly they have decorated military careers, but that doesn't make them not guilty of something else bad or some other sort of wrongdoing. And that's what we need to keep in mind here. Just because somebody's a military general and decorated does not make them necessarily a good person or a person in the right.
And you're spot on. They're not above reproach. And we need to remember that. They've moved so far up that they've lost contact with the regular man. You look at General Miley, Mark Miley, whatever his name is. He's a complete politician who's pushing the CRT thing, who's pushing all this diversity crap, as opposed to keeping his eye on the prize to keep the country safe. Now, we had on our show not too long ago, Colonel Hall, and she gave us her thoughts on the CRT stuff and the things that they're pushing. And we've had a Green Beret to come on. We've had so many people, Joe Kent to come on, and they're saying they're missing the boat. They're missing the boat, but yet and still, they become so politically woke that you're trying to push this crap. And it's like, we don't have time for these games. The country is in a crisis. The world is in a crisis. And we will fall if you don't wake up.
Yeah, well said, Rob. And I, for one, am also so sick of these generals that just turn into complete political activists or members of the military that is not their place to do that, especially while they're still active. Another example of that is those Vindman brothers. What a disgrace that they were totally interjecting themselves into a situation that they had no business getting into. And that was very gratifying when President Trump fired them because they absolutely deserved it. And yeah, we were just so sick of everybody hearing their liberal political activist mindset.
Liberal ideas, philosophy. The Vindman brothers. And then there was another gal who was up in Biden when he went overseas schooling him on how to deal with Putin. Well, she didn't do a good job because he failed. He allowed Putin to get on the world stage and to pontificate whatever he wanted to say. He even called us out on the riots. And yes, they were riots disguised as protest by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And we can't forget to say Antifa when we say Black Lives Matter, because they're both radical leftist groups that should be put on the domestic terrorist list. Now, I find it rather interesting that whenever something takes place here in the United States, the Democrats are quick to say domestic terrorism, and it has nothing to do with domestic terrorism. Whereas when we do have it, when we do have someone of Muslim descent that attacks the country, it's like pulling teeth to get them to say terrorism, domestic terrorism. They don't want to say it. But if it's a white person, oh my God, domestic terrorism, that's domestic terrorism. Are you serious? It's time to wake up. It is time to wake up. They are not playing with us. And maybe that's what I should call tonight's show. They are not playing with us. They want to destroy us. They want to destroy the country that we live in, the country that men fought and bled for. You look at the Civil War. You had Black people and white people fighting side by side to free the slaves, to save the Union. And now you want to come up with this systemic crap? Wake up. I'm glad Trump is back out there. I'm glad he's pushing America is great. Keep us great. Keep America at the front. That is the only country we know. Why can't we take pride in our country? Why must we beat ourselves up? No one is perfect. Andrew, I'm not perfect. Sean, I'm not perfect. You guys aren't perfect. And if you think you're perfect, you're flawed because you think that you're perfect. But we're not perfect. Okay, we make mistakes. But I am not going to sell my country out for some garbage that the left is pushing, some garbage that Twitter is not the universe, folks. Okay, Twitter is not the universe. Just in case you guys thought Twitter was, it is not. I know that people go on Twitter and they have fights. I know that a lot of people would freak out when Trump was on Twitter. Twitter is not the universe. Twitter would like to think it is a universe. Twitter would like to think it is a place where reasonable minds come together and have all these great philosophical discussions. Wrong. Twitter is a garbage can. Yes, I was on Twitter putting out the truth, having discussions with people on the left. But at the same time, it is not the universe. Twitter is simply a little silo with people having these little group think because they're now kicking off all conservatives. It's ridiculous, but it's not the universe. Twitter is not who we are, contrary to popular belief and contrary to what the media would tell us. And I also find it interesting how they're always on Twitter looking for QAnon and looking for the Proud Boys and looking for this other group. They know more about those people than I do. It's insane. It's crazy. It's like we're living in crazy land. Now, speaking of Twitter, I just want to mention this briefly. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but and I want to be careful with the way I approach this. Candace Owens and Kim Klasick, two Black women, conservatives. I admire them both. Now, apparently they're in a little rift. Apparently someone is spilling tea on the other person. Here's my take on it. I'm hoping that this is just a facade. This is just a, you know, them trying to get attention so that they will come together, hint, hint, a meeting of the minds and say, no, we're one. Candace, you have a huge platform, but you don't speak for everyone. You're not running for president. Stay in your lane. Okay. Kim Klasick, I don't care if she was a porn star. I don't care if she's stripping. I don't care if she lived on Skid Row. She has now been redeemed and she's speaking conservative values. Redemption is for everyone, and we have to remember that. But when we start getting into the gutter and attacking each other because one person wants to have a bigger voice than that person, then we want to call this person out, then we want to put it under the guise of, hey, this is what we're supposed to do. If someone is doing this, we have to expose them, squash it. Get together and squash it because we don't have time for the cat fights. We don't have time for this backwards and forward. Okay, you have a big platform. We appreciate it. Good for you. You stepped into something that people didn't agree with. You were called out. Fine. Squash the nonsense, ladies. Okay, let's be professional about this. Now, I hope soon this matter is squashed because if it isn't, I will call it out on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And I will get in the gutter with you. Squash it now. Let's move forward. We're on the same team. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's it. I shut the book for now. What else is out there? What else is going on out there? I mentioned Bill Barr, who just drives me nutty. Oh, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. What can I say? She's supposed to have gone to the border, Fort Bliss, to see the mess that she's created with the migrant children, but she decided to go to El Paso. Now, El Paso is also an area that we need to look at. We had a guest on the other day, and she was talking about El Paso. And she was saying, hey, don't forget about us now, because we have problems here. But Kamala, why did you wait so late to get to the border? Was it that Donald Trump said that he was going to go, and you wanted to run down there for your photo opportunity? I don't get it. What's, like, you had, like, almost 90 days to get there, and only now you decided to show up? And you miss your coordinates because you should have gone to Fort Bliss. No, I'm not saying don't go to El Paso, because you should have gone from El Paso to Fort Bliss. That's where you created the problem, Kamala, Miss Cackle. Why didn't you go there? I don't get it. Can you guys explain that? Why do you think she didn't go there? Why didn't she go to Fort Bliss? Was she afraid?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think her total purpose of her trip was 100% to pander. And she just went to the easiest area that she could go to. And you look at her trip, she went with the congresswoman from that district. And I believe she brought Dick Durbin from Illinois with her. It was just a photo op trip. I don't think she had any intention of ever listening to the border control or taking any of their advice. The Biden administration has been a disaster at the border since day one. There's just thousands and thousands of illegals flooding in, and especially children. President Trump talked about this a lot in his recent rally, the just disaster and the crime at the border, and how the Biden-Harris administration have done nothing but enhance it. And now, instead of America First, they wrote a check for Guatemala for over $300 million, writing Mexico checks. It's just the total opposite from what we've seen the past 4 years under President Trump when he was getting things under control.
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a great point there, both of you, regarding, you know, Kamala. And the key word, I think you said there, both of you, was photo op, right? Kamala is a photo op. As far as like putting her in charge of the border and all this stuff, I mean, what a joke that is, you know. And you should have seen some of the fun t-shirts they had about Kamala at this rally this week. It was some very entertaining stuff that's probably not even radio appropriate to talk about, but it was some fun stuff, I can tell you that. And I think going back to your point, Rob, talking about this feud on Twitter between different conservatives like Candace and the other woman, Kim, right? You know, it's important to remember that, you know, in the big picture, we're all on the same team. And yes, some of us are more into what we call Q than others. Some people are not into the Q stuff at all, and that's fine. Some people are really big into it, and that's cool. And I think, you know, it's not about a certain, you know, if you like Q or not. It's about thinking for yourself. It's about awakening for yourself. You know, and there's a whole big group of people I remember on Twitter that were Pepe the Frog people, and they changed their profile to Pepe the Frog, and whatever those people were, fine, you know, but, you know, it's about making sure that, hey, if we're on the same team, we're on the same team, and we can all be different things. And I was a green dinosaur instead of a green frog, like some of those people. And that was fine. You know, it was just about being yourself, but looking for yourself and digging up things for yourself and making your own decisions, doing your own research. And whether you said that or somebody else said that, you're making your own conclusions.
I think that's really important what you just said, Sean. Making your own decisions, doing your research mainly, doing your research, and stop sitting by and allowing fake news CNN and MSNBC, because I know that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of our listeners, that are tuned into CNN and MSNBC, and rightfully so. I don't blame you, because you want to look at the entire picture, but just be aware that those news outlets lie consistently. Look at how they lied about the insurrection. No one has been charged with insurrection, but yet and still you get a lot of folks on the right that are buying into it. Oh, you know, that looked bad. And that, okay, I'm going to say something that I know that a lot of people aren't going to agree with. When we say it looked bad, what looked bad? The riots of spring and summer of 2020, or a group of people who fumbled and bumbled at the White House, or the women that were clawing at the doors of the Supreme Court to make certain that Brett Kavanaugh's nomination didn't go through, or the women that blocked the House, the Senate, the floor of the Senate to make certain that they couldn't go and vote. So what looked bad? But yet here we are. And because the Democrats are in control with their propaganda media arm, they're able to spin a lie over and over and over again. And the more you hear it, the more likelihood it's going to become real to you. But if you step back and you look at everything that I'm saying, and as I've always said, don't take my word for it. You can go to DuckDuckGo. You can go to Yahoo, you can Google it. But more than likely, Yahoo and Google are going to suppress the information. Go to Bing. You need to go out there and do your research. I'm giving you the clues. I'm giving you your starting points. Just Google it to see what happened. Right now, you have some police who was on the Hill doing the fiasco of what happened on January 6th. And he's saying, oh, I wish Mitch McConnell, I wish some of these other guys, they would investigate. We need a commission. We need this. Well, more than likely, he voted Democrat. So they're going to put him out there to make it seem as if though, oh, you have a police who says that he wants him to investigate. Okay, I want them to investigate also. but I don't want them to investigate the people that did it. I want them to investigate the origins, investigate Nancy Pelosi. She was responsible for security. No, she claims that she's going to put together a commission to investigate. We know how their commission goes. Look at the Russia collusion. Where did it go? It went all over the nation. And what did we get? A bunch of nonsense. The president wasn't even impeached on that. Don't forget about this. See, a lot of people have forgotten. He was not impeached for Russia collusion. He was impeached for a stupid phone call. He was impeached because they said, oh, he caused an insurrection, which again, no one has been charged with insurrection. Now, the more we say this, I'm sure they'll probably try to find something and put it together to say, oh, this person was charged with insurrection. So far, they've been charged or they're being held for trespassing, disorderly conduct. And they said that someone might have had a weapon that they shouldn't have had. But we're yet to investigate who the person was the night before who was trying to set a bomb, not just for the Democrats, but for the Republicans also. Why haven't we found out who that person was? Why haven't we investigated, or why hasn't there been more information about the young man from Indiana who came and killed a police officer on the heels with his car? Why haven't we talked about that more? Why haven't we talked about Ashley Babbitt? You know what? Putin wants to know who killed Ashley Babbitt. That's a disgrace. He wants to know who killed them. And you know what else? He said that there is no way we're going to allow BLM or Antifa to come to Russia and run amok. We ain't going to do it. Now, I know a lot of people didn't like that. It was embarrassing because he was able to call Biden out. The Chinese have done the same thing by saying, don't tell us or lecture us about human rights when you have BLM and Antifa that's destroying the United States. And of course, like little cheapos, people, oh, they didn't say that. We told them this. You told them jack squat. You allowed them to roll over on you. Folks, wake up. Our government is weak, extremely weak. And if China is attacking us from the inside out, they will never tell you about it. Wake up. Do your own research. I'm giving you information to start with. The government, unfortunately, there's a certain part of it that's corrupt because you have people who have been there from way back when that refuse to get with the program. Christopher Wray, he's corrupt. Bill Barr, as I started off talking about. You look at the Bill Barr who came into Trump's administration saying, I'm going to correct this stuff. I'm going to let them know what they're doing, what's wrong and what's right. Well, he did some of that with the whole Russia collusion, although it was kind of muddy and messy. Where the hell is John Durham? Is he somewhere in vacationing? What the heck is he doing? Why aren't Republicans saying, where is John Durham? You can't wait for Merrick Garland because he's just an old fart. He's not going to do jack squat. All this information that we're giving you folks, you probably forgot about. Remember it. Go out there and ask questions. Our government is not working for us, a certain part of it. The Justice Department, unfortunately, seems to be challenged, corrupt. We need answers. And there are people that are out there that can give us answers. Bill Barr, you are a disgrace to your profession. You're a disgrace as a public servant. All the work that you did, it has gone down the drain because you were a coward and you're too afraid to stand up. But now we see that you're a rhino. He is a failure and a disgrace to the United States of America. He's a disgrace to the office that he held.
Yeah, well said, Robin. As you know, me and you were both behind Bill Barr for a long time. We thought President Trump brought him in and he was going to do great things, but it was just a total embarrassment and a complete letdown with Bill Barr. He was not strong. He was weak the entire time. And especially towards the end with the election situation, Bill Barr was just another deep state attorney general that was another bad hire from the Trump administration.
Completely. I mean, as you said, we both supported him. We thought he was going to come in and really clean things up. He didn't. He failed us. He is a disgrace. And I know that some people would say those are harsh words. I want them to be harsh words because he is a disgrace. To come back and to allow a reporter who's completely biased to interview you, and then you to come out and say, oh, it was BS. And I can hear him saying it. I mean, that's just his part of his method of operation, being cavalier. Oh, that was all BS. I mean, we looked at some of it. Again, that is the key word. He was wordsmithing. He knew exactly what he was saying. But at the same time, he knew that people weren't going to pick it up and say, wait a minute, he only said some. Now, he knows that after a while, once the media has run with it, it said, oh, Bill Barr said he was a lie. He said it was all BS. It was all BS. Once that story runs and gets into everyone's psyche, when someone finally decides to point it out, like I'm doing, and I hope people listen to this and share this broadcast, that the operative word is some. I remember when he did it. He came out so quick, like I said, within 24 hours and say, oh, we looked at it and there was nothing to see here. There was, okay, but what did you do? Did you pick up the phone and say, did you guys cheat? Oh, okay, fine, bye. Okay, nothing to see. Or did you actually use forensics and look to see what happened? We already know that those different states, the judges changed the election law. It's not in their purview. It is up to the state legislatures. So by the judges changing the election law, that in itself should not have happened. So did you inquire about that? Or did you just say, okay, how many people did mail-in ballots? Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. You got it segregated. Okay, fine. Bye. Okay. Next. Okay. This is all I want to hear. I think it's going to be the same thing. And something else you must remember. He even said, Bill Barr, that yeah, there was probably fraud, but it wasn't enough to overturn the election. Okay, fine. But there should be no fraud in something as sacred as an election. Look at how we attack other countries when they do it. So why are we so much better that we can't call it out? These are the things that people must look at. Look at what they're not telling you. He's wordsmithing. I could be wrong. Look it up. Do your own research, as we were saying, as Sean said, do your own research.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you make some fantastic points. And, you know, as you were saying, like, where's Durham? Where's Barr? You know, it's like those old books. Where's Waldo? You know, remember reading those books? You got to go find Waldo somewhere in the book wearing his outfit, you know. And I think that, you know, the frustration from our side here is that, you know, it's what people have called moving the goalposts, right? It's like saying we're going to have some concrete results of this investigation and some serious outcomes, hopefully arrests and stuff, at this point. Well, unfortunately, that goalpost has been moved. It may have come as early as this year, January, but that had moved then to March, April, May. Now we're in June, we're almost in July, and people are getting frustrated. They want some sort of results. And hey, I'll be the first one to say that was worth the wait. If we do get some results, let's say, you know, later this summer in August, September, okay, my birthday is in September. That'd be perfect on my birthday on the 27th. But, you know, we need some concrete results. We need to see those being revealed from any of these people. It could be Barr. It could be Durham. It could be somebody out of the woodwork that we don't even know about. And that's what we are looking for, to say, hey, we found concrete evidence of this wrongdoing, this fraud. So-and-so has been arrested. Bang, bang, bang. That's what we're looking for. That's, you know, what is really driving us at this point.
Yeah, well said. And thank you so much to our guest tonight, Sean G. You can follow him on Twitter and other social media at Sean G927. And thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. We've just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. We will see you guys next time. And remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.